everybody. Welcome to the Use It Pens podcast. I'm your host, Tristan. And we have the parents here per usual. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi. Beautiful. Today we're going to be talking about Trent at Christmas time. So Trent, how he was when he was little, some expectations. This is awful.
It was fine. You want to
restart? Well, no. Restart? No. Stop it. I'm just going to go again. We're going to be talking about Christmas time with Trent. So how he was when he was little, some expectations that we had, and then how they've changed, and how the whole family has reacted and adapted to what Trent needs around the holiday. So let's get started. I guess just to start off, let's talk about like what we normally do for Christmas, and then like how Trent was when he was little at Christmas. And we've talked about this before, so you can just like touch on it for anybody that's new. But how Trent was when he was little, I guess. Or we could start with expectations. What do you think?
I think it's good. No, start there. Okay. Because like I was thinking about not just Christmas, but all like when you have a Trent, being in large groups and large crowds, and even going to family things where you know there's going to be a lot of chaos, there's some there's some fear there, because you never know what he's going to do or how he's going to respond.
Anxiety.
Thank you. If he's going to go after somebody, if he's going to be upset, you know, he was very obsessive when he was younger about having his little VeggieTales things or his sippy cups and stuff. And so how that's going to play out. And so it wasn't just Christmas, but Thanksgiving and Easter and like every major holiday where family or people were going to get together, there was some anxiety there because we didn't know how he was going to respond. However, we determined we weren't going to leave him out of those things. Mm-hmm. And we weren't going to avoid those things, whether family or even church. We weren't going to avoid those simply because there might be an issue. Mm-hmm. So we're like, we're going to take him. And if we need to adjust, if we need to leave him or like leave with him or something like that, then we're just going to do that. Kind of like forcing everybody else just to adapt to him. Just like we were like, we're not going to just lock him away. We're going to bring him. We're going to kind of force everybody to acknowledge what's going on and realize.
Accept it.
Yeah. But if it gets too much for him, then we're going to do whatever we need to do. And sometimes that meant, you know, like mom and you guys staying at the parents' house, and I would take him back home.
Yeah, we usually had an escape plan.
Yeah.
And sometimes that was have somebody else bring the other kids home later so they can stay and be with their cousins or whatever. Sometimes we drove separately.
Mm-hmm.
But we tried to have an escape plan
for
things like that.
Yeah.
And I think you brought up a really good point. To use wording from the lazy genius, Kendra Dache, she says, rule number one, name what matters. And you did, inclusion, including Trent.
Oh.
And having him be a part of the family, even if it looks a little different. Yeah.
I think there was, I think there was two tips already we've given.
Look at that.
One of them is to have a plan, have an escape plan if you need it. And maybe that means two cars. Maybe it means making arrangements with somebody else. And sometimes somebody's going to be put out by that, because sometimes grandma had to drive the kids back to the house or something in the evening. But everybody is making adjustments and stuff there. The other tip is don't shy away from everything just because there might be an issue.
Yeah.
Just handle it and address it when it comes up.
And that's a wrap. Thank you for listening to the Use It Pens podcast.
Two tips. Really, that's all you get.
I just really want to say, Tristan, way to give kudos to Kendra Adachi.
Thank you.
That was really good.
Yes. Yeah.
You mean name drop?
It's real.
Give credit where credit is due.
No, you listen to her, right?
I mean, yes. Okay. I have both of her books.
Wow.
on my Kindle.
I have one, and I read it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any.
She's a genius, lazy genius.
Kind of like me.
Hey.
Perfect. I'm lazy.
What? I'm just lazy.
I'm probably a genius.
You be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't.
Oh.
See? She's smart.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Can we get back to what we're talking about?
You're the one that brought it up.
Hey. Okay.
Okay.
Next on the Used Up Pins podcast.
Anyway, you guys are stealing my host positions. I don't appreciate it. Okay, so I guess you can go into expectations or like how Trent was when he was little.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you kind of touched on it, making sure you haven't had an escape plan, but
yeah,
not really like what it looked like.
So I don't know. When he was younger, like I said a minute ago, he could be very obsessive about things. And Trent, I think, anyway, you two can either agree or disagree, but Trent seems to pick up on the emotional temperature of the room. There's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's a thing called, it's like IQ, but it's not. It's EQ?
Emotional intelligence?
Yeah. Yes, but not really that. It's like being able to read the emotional whatever in the room. Okay, anyway, doesn't matter.
Okay.
I think Trent picks up on that. And so when there's a lot of anxiety or a lot of excitement, then that electricity of that kind of feeds into him and
it can
be overwhelming.
I think when language doesn't make any sense to you, you use whatever you have to read people. Mm-hmm. And his senses are heightened in a lot of ways. And so, yeah, he definitely picks up on our emotions and
that's
things.
Why he stares into your soul.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying, like there's so much excitement and like people talking and loud blow and everyone's like really excited. And so you think that's like, it gets too overstimulating for him to be in that environment.
Yeah. Yeah. So when we would go to events and specifically Christmas, cause there's obviously a lot of excitement when you're younger for Christmas, kids excited for the presents and whatever and all that stuff. That was really overwhelming for Trent. And so Trent, we went for a long time and even still some, we go to grandma and grandpa's house cause that's typically Andrea's parents where we're at. Trent is going to go to grandma and grandpa's room. It's like his safe space, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've had a little TV in there with a little DVD player. And so he will go in there and sit on the bed and he'll eat, like if we're having dinner or lunch or whatever, he'll eat in there. He has his little stuff. He's able to kind of close the door or keep it partially closed and much more relaxing for him.
So that was his place growing up. Yeah. But now the last few years, he has taken over the basement.
Mm-hmm.
He's figured out there's a nice recliner rocker down there and a big TV and a couch. Sometimes I'll go down there. He's like laying on the couch, taking a nap or just chilling out.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. But at Christmas time that like we typically now, cause there's a bunch of us, we have Christmas downstairs, but the last couple years he's joined us and he's spent virtually the whole time, not necessarily eating. He like almost always eats in another room.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's time for presents, he comes and sits and participates with everybody else and he waits his turn. But
he didn't do that until I'd say he was an adult.
Yeah.
Well, the
last maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or two Christmases.
We're kind of jumping ahead here, but we can do that.
It is our podcast.
I'm just trying to go like in order or whatever. Yeah. But
makes sense of it.
Yeah. But really, I feel like the only reason he's come downstairs and been more involved is because of he's getting presents. Like he's used to getting presents.
Yeah. He's not there because he wants to engage everybody.
Yeah. I mean, maybe because he wants to be around people.
He does like to be around people sometimes.
Yeah. But I feel like the present aspect, because he would... used to, he wouldn't even be in the room at all the whole Christmas. Right. And we would have to bring him presents every so often. You couldn't bring him all the presents at once because that was too much.
Mm-hmm.
So,
he really wanted to take one in before he got another one. He wanted to look at it and feel it.
Yeah.
And,
Yeah. It's kind of, we just had Christmas with Easton's family, and our niece is one, a little over one, and they had her open all of her presents first so she could, hopefully, we're trying to, hopefully she would take a nap while everyone else was doing their gifts. That didn't happen. Obviously, it's very exciting, but she was having a hard time moving on from the present she had just opened.
And just like Trent used to.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, like little kids, when they open one present, they get so excited about it and they want to play with it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we were trying to get her to open all the presents, you know. So Trent is kind of the same way. He has one and then he wants to go play with it and look through all of the pages or whatever it is, play with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after 15 minutes or whatever, we just bring him another one. Yeah. But now he sits in the...
He's like, where's the next one?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was a lot like... It was like, you know, people sometimes think on social media, because there's people who don't think. They sometimes think that we abuse Trent somehow.
Mm.
But we are his peasant people. Like, for years, he just sat in the grandma's room, and we brought him here you go,
brought
master.
Him gifts.
Yeah.
You know, brought him gifts, and he opened them, and we were excited with him for a moment, and then we left the room, and then, you know, if all he needed was a little bell, ring the bell, so we'll come in.
And we did that because that's what he needed. Yeah. And if our other kids needed something different, I'm sure that we would have tried to figure that out too. You know, we're just like everyone in that we want to do what's best for our kids.
Yeah.
I mean, most people.
Right. Yeah. So, I guess going along with that, I feel like he's grown in his presence. And I feel like last year he was getting annoyed that he wasn't getting more presents at the big family Christmas. I remember him sitting in the recliner and just like looking around, like, where's the next one? Why is
everyone
else? He's
used to like being at home and just getting a present.
That's
the
mail what I'm saying.
Random,
yeah.
Like
so
no reason at all.
How often do you guys get presents for him in the mail from like random people on social media?
How often do we?
Yeah.
It really goes in phases.
Yeah.
Because sometimes we'll get several in a week, like 10 in a week, and then it'll go a couple of months with none. So it just depends on if there's a viral video.
Okay. If you could guess how many presents he's gotten this year, what would you say?
If you count like the gift cards and
I would count those.
And the Legos, like probably.
Like 50 or more?
50 or 60, yeah.
That's
a
insane.
Lot.
Probably. It's been a lot.
Yeah.
And some of them are really, really okay. Are we going to talk about.
Yeah, we're going into it.
Okay, let's just talk about all this stuff.
So wait, to preface, I guess, people, because Trent has such a large social media presence, people like to send him gifts or want to send him gifts. Mm-hmm. And so do you still have an Amazon list for him?
Kind of. I mean, I think what's left on there are like gift cards to restaurants and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So mostly, so if somebody wanted to send him a gift, it would probably be a gift card because that's what's on
there.
So
it's kind of
right?
left. There were a lot of things on there, but they've all been bought.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up with stuff.
Yeah. So anyway.
It was hard before to figure out what to get him for a gift because his interests are so limited and he only has so much room in his room.
Yeah.
And
he likes toys.
And so to put things on the Amazon list was kind of, I mean, Corey did but it took some thought.
Yeah.
So now it's even harder to figure out what to buy him because
now he has
all the relatives are like, what do we get Trent?
Yeah.
He has everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, like the whole, we didn't set out to have him be like a big social media person. We didn't intend for our family life to be lived, you know, at least the little bit that is to be on camera and on social media. So it's a learning process for us. Like we don't know. It's all just new. And so as his popularity began to grow, and I really think it is like, I really think it is, he brings joy and happiness to people as they watch him draw and his personality and everything. And so they want to give back some of that joy and whatever sure. to him. And so they want to do that. I don't always understand that. But I think that's primarily the thing is this person has affected my life. I want to do something nice for them.
And but, people, I mean, he still gets really excited when he has a package.
Yeah.
He gets very excited to open them. And even if he has a million little animal figures, he's thrilled to death to have another one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so he does appreciate the gifts and
in his own way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he looks forward to it. So it's very nice of people.
I posted it's hard to keep up with all this stuff and we've been very busy recently. And so I had a whole bunch of pictures of him with gifts that he had. So we after like when he first started getting gifts on social media, we would videotape him.
Mm-hmm.
Videotape him. That's a stupid saying. We would record him anymore. with our handheld computer. Otherwise,
that's a stupid saying.
Known as a cell phone, but this is not a cell phone. It's whole lot more than that. It's really
just
dumb.
Say we will record. Okay,
anyway,
him.
So we would record him opening these presents, and Trent struggles with expressing emotion. Like so much of opening a present is, I got this from this person. I want them to feel good about the gift they got
or,
me.
Or you want them to know that you appreciate it.
Yes.
And so you say, Oh, this that's is so great. Yeah. Thanks so much. This is going to mm-hmm. be perfect
for their benefit.
Yeah.
Mostly. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we do that with lots of things. Like casseroles that somebody would make.
Yeah,
and we don't really like them, but you want to be nice to the person. We say, "Oh, that's really good." And then they make it every time you see
so
them
you
for
lie.
The next 30 years. Okay, anyway.
Is this what you're saying?
Huh?
You lie?
Yeah, a little bit. So, anyway,
okay.
Trent doesn't have that. Okay. Like Trent struggles with that. So while he might be excited, he's not going to necessarily show it that way. It's just lots of things. We don't want anybody to feel bad.
Yeah.
That he doesn't get super excited about everything. But on the other hand, we didn't want to create this expectation of you send Trent a gift and we're going to videotape him open it. We're going to make a big deal.
We're
going to
tag you. We're going to.
Yes. Yeah. It becomes just a less, it's not scalable. Becomes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we really didn't want to incentivize sending him gifts.
Yeah.
Like we provide everything that he needs. We, as his parents and caregivers and financially responsible people, we provide the things that he needs. And so there's a little bit of these random people sending him things. If he needs a set of something, needs something to play with, we're going to get it for him. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff emotionally that goes into all of these things. So after a while we decide, okay, we're not going to record him. We're just going to take a picture of him with the thing and then we'll post it. It's a lot even to just sometimes send the thank yous out. 'Cause there's stacks of them sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I wanted to quit making videos of them because I didn't want the majority of his social media page to be Trent opening gifts. You know, it's not about that. And I thought people are going to get sick of this and they're going to think we're doing this to get gifts.
Yeah.
You know,
which is not.
Yeah. Like making a big deal about it so other people will do it. I don't want people to ever think they have to send him anything or us anything.
Yeah. Because if he needs something, we're going to make sure that he has it. So it's hard to balance that people wanting to send things because he's impacted their lives and appreciating that and wanting to give them the opportunity to do something for him because of what they feel like he's done for them. And so we do try to have, like, keeping up an Amazon list for him is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've got pretty much, he's gotten all of the Jurassic Park Lego sets there are.
Mm-hmm.
And while he does do Lego sets, and sometimes he really seems to be into it. Like anything, he gets enough of it, and then he doesn't.
He's taken the he's taken the dinosaurs out and put them together,
yeah.
And then he just has all the dinosaurs out yeah. together. It's really cute.
And there's
but that's what he cares
kids.
About in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So now we might be having a Lego building party for Easton and TJ and Trevor at the house to get all of the Jurassic Park Lego sets that Trent has just taken. Oh, you're not into Legos? Never mind.
Trevor's very jealous. He would like to have all those
yeah,
Lego
he would.
Kits.
Trevor would really like us to start putting Star Wars Legos on Trent's.
You got Easton on that one.
Trent's Lego or Trent's Amazon list. And then everybody else can build them.
There you go.
But
I think jokingly, I've said before, you could just put something I want on that yeah. list and then they won't even know.
Why does he want ladies' shoes?
Yeah.
So it's been an interesting process as we've tried to navigate that and work through those emotions of what do we do and what are we not. But he has handled it pretty well. And I think he really does. Somebody messaged. I kind of dumped a whole bunch of past images in his stories the other day because they're just stuff on my phone that I hadn't gotten to posting them yet. I was like, I really need to do this because we were getting people going, hey, did he get this? Did he get this? Did he get this? So I threw a bunch of that stuff on, and somebody commented and said something about, those are really great gifts. He doesn't really care about the gift card doesn't seem to matter in the midst of all of those other cool gifts.
But he understands what
a gift card is, yeah. and he likes having mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
And people still surprise us. Was it Christy who got him that little?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sister-in-law Christy,
Trent's aunt
Christy, showed up one day.
For his birthday, but it just came late.
Oh, okay. She works part-time for Drawings by Trent. And so she got him this little notebook for cards. And so when he gets a gift card, he opens it up and he puts it in this little notebook.
Yeah, he does
thing.
It himself.
Yeah. And he has them all organized, like all the AMC cards.
Well, he and I did that together.
Sonic cards.
So now the new ones he's been putting in.
Okay, so
himself.
But he flips through until he finds it and he sticks it in there. Mm-hmm. So he knows that means
I get
food.
Go buy something.
Yeah.
And or whatever. And
yeah.
But it is hard
and
to find.
And iTunes too. He's liked iTunes for a long time.
He knows he can buy movies
mm-hmm.
yeah.
iTunes.
Yeah, Apple cards and stuff.
Yeah.
So how do you think he's going to do with Christmas?
Well, I was going to say.
Now that he's opened.
I think
60 or more gifts this year.
I honestly think getting all the gifts in the mail has kind of taught him how to
receive
gifts and move on to something else. You know, I mean, and maybe like last year at Christmas, he had been receiving a lot of gifts for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's why he stayed down there with us and watched other people open gifts.
I'm telling you, I don't want to say he was like almost mad, but... He was getting close because
like he wanted more. I remember that. He was irritated.
Yeah. Because I mean there's a lot of us down
there. Christmas
it takes a while to get around to your turn.
Chaotic and crazy down there.
So you gotta wait
everybody.
A lot. Yeah. And it's not like our immediate family Christmas because that's
goes pretty quick.
Yeah. And like everybody has, you know, around the same, you know.
Yeah.
And it like you're getting presents more frequently than with like the entire family, extended family, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's like eight of us versus 20 some when all of us are together and you go around the circle.
We do our Christmas together before that or mm-hmm. whenever, but a lot of the other extended family does their Christmas at that time.
Right.
Yeah. So
he's already opened presents with just our immediate family, just the Landreth family.
This year.
Then we go to Grandma and Grandpa's and open more.
Last year and this year, we're doing them on separate days, which I think will be helpful. Yeah. I really hope we keep this going. Because it's so much it's to rush off to grandma's after we do Christmas.
Yeah.
So.
It's been a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
This year's going to be different, though, because we're doing Christmas not on Christmas, which I'm going to be interested to see how he handles it.
I don't think it's going to make any difference.
Big family Christmas is going to happen on the 23rd. Then we have Christmas Eve all day. So that's on a Sunday. So we have regular church on Sunday morning. Then we have Christmas Eve service that night.
But that's all we have is church stuff that day.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And then we'll do the one present because we're one of those weird families does one present on Christmas Eve.
I wonder what it is.
Yeah. And then Christmas morning, then all of our kids are just coming to our house and we're doing Christmas with just our family. And then I think your parents and Brooke's mom are coming for lunch.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a big late lunch or something.
While Easton's watching the Chiefs game. Like
what time do they play?
Yeah. Noon, I think, on Christmas
Day. On Christmas Day?
Oh. Yeah.
Do they normally play on Christmas Day? Oh.
I thought they did last year.
That's crazy.
Well, listen.
It's not like the Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. It's
but I think there are our teams that always play on Christmas. Is that wrong?
Apparently that's wrong. The NBA always has Christmas games. Oh. Now the NFL is sneaking
well,
in.
Well, I know there were NFL games last Christmas. Yeah, because
it was around the same time. It was Sunday. Was Christmas on Sunday?
Yeah. Yeah, it was on Sunday.
Yeah. Sunday football.
Okay.
Well, you and I can... You and I can go down and watch Kansas City downstairs on the big TV. I'm okay with that.
You can take your dinner down there, your lunch.
Yeah, it'll be great.
It'll be fine. We can't all be in the same place anyway.
That's true. Yeah. We'll just pretend like we're Trent, and we'll just go down say, bring me gifts of food. You'll hear me like I'm up there. That's true. So what else did we have to talk about on this?
Letting go of expectations and it's okay.
Christmas isn't going to look like your holidays when you have a Trent. They're not going to look like you expected. They're not going to look like everybody else expected. And that's okay. You just figure it out.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we had two other children first and we knew what happened with them and how they handled Christmas. Trent, by the time he was mobile, was very different than the other children. So I'm not sure we ever had expectations for him because we knew he was different. Yeah. And so it was just figuring out what he needed more than anything.
Yeah. I think the expectation is not, I don't know if it's an expectation really, but it's like as a parent, you get excited when your kids get excited for Christmas and opening presents and stuff. And Trent didn't get excited for Christmas. He didn't get excited opening presents.
Yeah.
I remember when he was real little, taking gifts home for him to open.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because he would get
too much.
Maybe two. Like, he'd do one and then much, much later want to open another one. And then we just take the rest home. Because it wasn't, I mean, why make him upset when he's supposed to be happy about what he's got, you know? Yeah. So we just did what we felt like he needed.
And there's a good lesson for everybody. Why? Mm-hmm. Why force your kid to participate in something or do something that really is a lot more about social, you know, to make the grandparents feel good or somebody else feel good? I'm like, this is just Trent. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's probably going to like what you got him, but it's too much for
him. You may not know it.
Yeah.
And he's not going to say thank you on his own.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
That reminds, I didn't mean to bring this up again, but Kendra Dachi, she just had an episode and they were talking about don't try to make a happy person happier because sometimes they're just happy with
what
they
max.
Have. Because you would think like with Trent, it would make me happier to get more presents. So I'm going to try to make Trent happier to give him more presents, but he's already happy. So why try to make him happier?
Yeah.
He's not going to be happier because that's how he works. But
yeah. Well, and I think that speaks to like so much of what we deal with Trent, how do I say this? People on social media often comment assigning a feeling to Trent that they would have if they were in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, oh, I'll bet Trent feels like this, or I'll bet Trent's super excited. And we're like, no, it's not. That's not it.
Yeah.
That's how you might feel, or you might expect to feel, or you might think in that situation that he's not the same.
Yeah.
But I think we do that all over the place.
You mean like when he's just kind of has a content air about him, and they said he looks like he's mad.
Yeah.
Or he looks like he's unhappy.
Yeah.
When really he's just
yeah. When content. Really just yeah, he's just. He's just fine and he doesn't need that. And yeah, but people are always, Trent must feel this way about this thing. And Trent doesn't handle feelings the way the rest of us do. So
we don't really know.
We don't really know, but we just know you're probably wrong.
Well, we know when he's mad. We know when he's unhappy.
We know him.
We can read that face. We can read that body language.
Yeah. We can read that nose touch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You feel it too.
Tension.
Yeah.
Yeah. People think anytime he touches the nose, it's either a content thing or it's an angry thing, but that's not.
Well, you did that video about he's telling you he's not happy, so people cling to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're like, no, he's not mad right now. He's judging it because he's happy.
And it
means different things at different times.
And there's nuances to it. Like sometimes when he just rubs your hand, his hand down your nose.
He just wants to feel
that's
it.
Just a, I need a fix.
Well,
I just need a taste.
Maybe he's figured out that that's not, open hand is not aggressive.
Maybe.
You know, like they won't make me stop if my hand is open. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to pinch.
Mm-hmm. But then he's gonna work it so his...
Yes.
So his finger, your nose goes through his fingers.
Yep.
Oh, then he just like... Oh, he loves that. And then he gets
it's
on...
It's so weird. Arr. What is it about the nose?
I don't know. I asked him the other night.
You asked him?
Because I went into his bedroom and kneeled down by his bed. He got a new bed, by the way. Did you know that?
I did,
We moved the queen-size bed in there. He really seems to...
I told you a long time ago.
Yeah, he likes the space and sitting on there and spreading all his stuff out. Anyway, I knelt down, was talking to him at night. He had gone into bed pretty early, and I just got close to him. And you know how he always works a nose feel into whatever it is you're doing. So if you're hugging him, he might raise his shoulder up just to touch your nose. Like he tries to be real subtle sometimes, or he uses the back of his arm or what he's always trying to get. And so I just ask him, I said, Trent, how come you love noses so much? And he was like, look, Dad, this is why.
You're funny.
And he didn't say a word, and he just giggled and laughed because he was touching my nose.
Did he say, how come you love noses so much? Did he just repeat it back to you? Was that
his
answer?
Buff.
Yeah.
Nothing's cuter, though, than that request drawing he did with the buffalo touching the other animal's nose.
They were touching each other's noses.
No, I think it was just one of them had his little hoof up on the... And I don't remember what the request was.
Yeah.
But they were really close together. Mm. And
it was hard to tell.
And And then we noticed it was touching the nose. I didn't notice it when he drew it. Mm-hmm. And a fan said that on the comments, said it's touching the other one's nose. Mm. It's like, oh my goodness, it is.
Yeah.
It was something to do with in love or friends or something.
Hmm. I can't remember.
I can't remember what it was. But anyway, they were side by side really close, and the buffalo had his hip up touching the nose.
Yeah, that's cute. Okay, cool.
So it's on your list.
That's all, Dad. Easton had a fun question that we might want to end with.
Ooh.
Does Trent particularly like any Christmas movies or songs?
You know, when we've watched Elf, he's been there. He comes and watches it with us.
Yeah. We really...
Do you remember when he sang single bells, single bells? That was so cute. Can't say his J's very good. Yeah.
We really struggle with Trent watching movies because he likes to watch movies. He goes to the movies. Everybody knows, get AMC and Regal gift cards. He likes to go to the movies. He likes to watch movies. The question is, his struggle with language, is he watching a movie like the rest of us are watching a movie? Like we watch a movie and we listen to the dialogue and and that's what makes the movie the movie. But if he's not processing that language, does he really understand what all is going on in the movie, and why does he like one movie over another movie when he's not?
I don't think he watches it for the story at all.
No, I don't either.
No, none of them. I think he likes to watch animals.
The facial.
He likes to watch cartoons.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just entertaining to him to just see.
I think it has to do with the scenery and the colors and the, like, maybe he's reading body language. Okay.
That's a whole nother topic.
Nother thing. But, like, We Bought a Zoo. He loves that movie.
He does.
He watches that movie a lot. There's no, like, there are some animals.
You think he
in
follows
it.
The story?
I don't know.
I think he just loves Matt Damon.
I don't know.
Just kidding. Yeah, who doesn't?
Maybe.
Yeah, it's interesting. Christmas movies or whatever. What?
Do you think he likes White Christmas?
No.
No. He likes music. And
he
if
does
he,
like music.
But he doesn't really stick around for it.
No. I was trying remember him because we watch White Christmas every year when we decorate the tree. And I was trying to remember if he's in the room. I don't think he is.
I don't think so either. No, I don't know if that's because everybody's moving around.
Well, no,
doing
things. Of course he doesn't participate. Dad, I know that. I just meant like.
I was telling the audience.
Okay.
He doesn't participate in
decorations. I'm like, I'm there every time I know.
He leaves. But let's make sure everybody understands. We as a family is tradition to watch White Christmas while we decorate. We have hot chocolate and whatever. Tristan watches White Christmas multiple times a year.
All year long.
Mm-hmm. All year long.
As it should be. As it was meant to be seen.
Well, and
it is bigger than Christmas.
I mean, yeah, it's bigger than just a Christmas movie. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. Yeah.
So not really. He'll stick around for Elf, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't think of any others that he.
Does he like the Puppies Are Forever song from Sia?
Does he? You're the one on the record.
Christmas album. I know.
Does what? He like it?
I don't know. I don't. I
don't know.
Can't recall.
In the songs that I've heard him like singing on his own, never been a Christmas song. Mm. Yeah.
It's Walk This Way. Walk This Way. Walk This Way.
He was pacing this morning through the house, down the hallway and over to the Christmas tree and then back and then over to the front door and back and just on. And he was do it like he was talking, like just jabber, jabber, just all kinds of stuff. And I tried to get him on camera, get some video. Mm-hmm. Boy, as soon as he saw that.
Oh yeah. I probably shut it down.
He clammed up. I just was trying to get you.
That's because
I wanted to know what he was saying.
He wants to just stand and smile. Like that's what I do.
I wanted to go back and listen to it and find out what it was he was saying. Cause it's cool to hear him. Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Recite Green Eggs and Ham.
The only time we ever hear him
talking sentences
or any kind of conversational like stuff is when he's quoting
or when he's reading a book.
Yeah
Man, I think there's a video or something where he's reading Drawn to Be You. Got a little teary.
I did it with him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so sweet.
It is sweet. By the way, Drawn to Be You makes a great Christmas present. Trent's illustrated book, it's so sweet. Super inclusion.
Super inclusion.
Wow. It's all about.
Okay, any last words?
Just a little. It's super.
Yeah. Any last tips? Tricks?
I don't think so. Just do what's best for your person, whether it's your person you're the guardian of or your kid or whoever.
Yeah.
Figure out what
maybe
works for them, and it may not be what you want or think it will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
You got to bloom where you're planted or let somebody else bloom where they're planted. You got to just make it work. Find a way to make it work.
All right.
That's a new one.
Cool. Okay. Thanks for listening to another episode of Used Up Pens.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Used Up Pens, a Drawings by Trent podcast. Make sure to go to our website, drawingsbytrent.com, to look at all of our new merch. We, of course, have a Christmas line out right now, so make sure to check that out before the end of the season. And we also have an entire new line of winter wear where you can get these awesome No Limit sweatshirts, crew neck sweatshirts. We also have a zip-up hoodie, and then we have a bunch of new beanies and scullies. as well as calendars and Christmas shirts, ornaments, and Christmas cards as usual. So make sure to go check all that out, drawingsbytrent.com. And thank you so much for listening. See you next time.